Blog Talk Radio.
Reality show, Manic Monday. Yes, we have a great lineup today, but let's kick it off with the music.
Just another manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday. Not my Monday. I don't have to run away. Just another manic Monday. Hey, hey. Wish it was Sunday. Not my Sunday. Just another manic Monday.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Manic Monday. It's Monday night, and this is when the manics come out, and we get to talk with Michelle Costa. What a weekend. We have some good feed talk. We got some good show talk. There's lots to talk about. But the chat room is filling up. So if you want to call in and talk Big Brother, 347-237-5506.
Welcome, everyone. Happy Manic Monday. Today is August 25th. 2014. I'm Cherry Garcia, and I want to say thanks for coming out to hang out with us here on the Rad Reality Show Network. We're getting ready to start the Manic Monday show hosted by Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10, also known as the Portuguese Princess. And we're going to have complete royalty on tonight's show because Michelle's guest tonight is Monica Bailey from Big Brother 2. She's also known as the Queen of Big Brother. So we've got the Queen and the Princess on the Manic Monday show tonight. And I don't know what else you can ask for other than the Queen and the Princess in one show. So remember, we invite all fans to call in and you can call in just to say hi or ask questions while we're talking about Big Brother 16. Just dial 1-347-237-5506 and make sure you press the 1 so that we know that you want to join us on air. Paul from Minnesota and myself will be co-hosting, and we usually say hi to Paul and catch up on a weather report. It's hotter than hell here in St. Louis, so how is it up in Minnesota, Paul? Is it any cooler in Minnesota than it is here?
Hey, man, we're so cool here, man. We're really cool. No, it actually, we had some steamy weather a few days ago with the very high dew point, very tropical dew point. But no, we've been we dipped down into the 70s, but the Vikings did play at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City a couple nights ago, and it was very hot. And you made the national news, I think, at one point. I was watching like 2, 3 in the morning, and CNN said, it's still high 90s in St. Louis, so no, it's a lot better. I would like to say that today I was kind of busy to get home until kind of the last minute, but I was with my parents. I took my dad to get his new hearing aids at the VA, and he's got really bad hearing. It's both ears are in the severe level, but he had lost one of his hearing aids, and it took a while before they got the new ones. But I then drove them back, and they seem to be working better. But we went back home, and my mom had stuff to give to me that she wants to get rid of, including all the rest of their slides that they've collected over the years, and I was looking through the closet. There was about 8 folders. And I said, what are those? Oh, those are copies of all the letters that I sent to your dad when he was, you know, in the war. And I thought, oh, cool, I've never seen those. And then I came across a cassette tape. He apparently had transferred it from his earlier recording, and I've never heard it before, and I'm anxious to put it on and listen to it. But it says, Paul Reed from Pensacola, Florida, February of 1944. Then he did another recording on his way to the Pacific. He was in Hollywood, April of 45. So, I mean, he made some recordings on some device way back then. So it's so cool to be able to listen to recordings of my dad when he was like 22, 23 years old. So I just wanted to share. I just thought that was the coolest thing when I discovered that.
That is cool. So, we will play our host intro song. When you play that, I'm sure that you're going to share that on your Facebook page, Papa, right?
You know, here's the thing. For whatever reason, it might be the method, you know, whatever technology they used back then, but I'm listening to it at my mom's apartment, and I think it's too fast because it didn't sound like my dad at all. It was kind of a higher-pitched voice, and he talked kind of fast, so I need to do some tweaking on it to make it sound more like him, but I'd love to share that with people. You bet.
I know you'll get it there. Let's play our host intro song and get her up here with us. Here we go, folks.
So you wanna play with my
the Portuguese princess, Michelle Costa, how are you? Happy Manic Monday.
Happy Manic Monday. The princess is fabulous. And I love that intro song. It gets me so pumped.
She's a beast.
Yes. I love it. Happy Manic Mondays, everybody. So excited. I know I said it last week, and I'll say it again. It is Monday. It's one of those days you dread because it's the day following the weekend. But guess what? This is the happy time now. It's happy hour. Get your wine. Get your drink of choice. Get your water. Get whatever you want to get. Sit back, relax, because as Cherry said, there's going to be a queen on here along with the princess. And I'm pretty excited. Monica from Big Brother 2. We're throwing back. We're doing Throwback Monday because I cannot personally wait to hear what her thoughts are about this season. I know Cherry and Paul are so excited, and everybody out there, so I just want to give a shout-out to the chat room. What's up, chat room? Mwah, mwah, mwah. Kisses. And everybody listening and anybody who's driving or maybe not able to be near the computer and they're listening via phone. What's up, everybody? Did I get everybody, Cherry and Paul? I hope I got everybody.
I think you got everybody covered.
I think I got everybody covered, yeah. So there was so much going on this week that we're going to talk about on Big Brother. There's a couple other things I want to get to beforehand, but I do want to just touch base that we will be talking about the diary room sessions of the evicted house guests that we all saw on Big Brother After Dark, which is pretty funny. And obviously, spoilers. We got to get something for the spoilers, Paul. We got to get like a banana splitting or something, like a, you know, spoiler time. We got to get something.
Spoiler
so
alert.
Yeah, you know, we got to do something
well,
about that.
I will tell you this, that when Louis was doing the Amazing Race shows with us, we came up with a spoiler clip, but just because he's, you know, a cop, it, and involved a siren or something along with it here. Now I can't even find it. Maybe I moved it off the. No, here it is. It's 12 seconds long. Let's hear what it sounds.
Spoiler alert! Here we go. Excellent. I feel like once that's done and we do the disclaimer sometime in the show if we feel like we need to, we're good. We covered our basis. Now everything else, we don't have a sound effect to, but we can figure it out as we go. First off, I want to touch base with Miss Cherry Pie. Hi, girl.
Hey, sweetie.
I want to know what's going on. I mean, we've all been watching. We're hoping, fingers crossed, that things are getting better. We, you know, seen that, you know, the funerals today. What's going on there? How is it?
Things have calmed down considerably. Lots of dignitaries here in St. Louis. This just amazing funeral. Jesse Jackson was here. Just so many dignitaries here in town. I kind of made a fool of myself toward the end of last Monday's show when I saw that somebody was here in St. Louis that I really wanted to see.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Anderson.
Anderson Cooper.
Oh,
and
my God, I love him.
I just found out last night. I know. God, I would have ran to Ferguson if I would have known he was here. And then last night I found out somebody else was in Ferguson that if I would have known she was in town, I would have ran to Ferguson. And I don't know if you're familiar with her or not, but I adore this woman. Her name is Iyama Van Zant.
Oh,
I don't know if you're from. Are you familiar with Iyama?
Oh, yeah. She's amazing.
She was in Ferguson, Missouri, right here at my doorstep.
Oh, my goodness. Cherry, we got to get these people. We got to get their contacts. I mean, how dare they come and not tell you? I mean, this is just
Iyama was here, and I didn't know it. I would have ran to Ferguson to meet Iyama Van Zant. I love her.
Well, if anybody
Cherry?
Out there has any connects, hook up Cherry Pie.
I have one question
and I didn't
for you,
know.
Cherry.
What?
Can you run?
Pardon me?
Oh, wow.
I have a question.
That was a zinger.
Said,
he said, can you run? Don't bounce away there,
zing.
Paul, like a basketball. He said, can you run, Cherry?
Zing. No, I couldn't. I couldn't. I'll be straight up honest. I wouldn't make it out of my
She'd be fast walking there. Don't even doubt her.
In this
She'd be
heat,
fast walking.
I wouldn't make it out of my subdivision.
Why not? You could have got it on your skateboard or something. I would have gotten you there.
No.
Yeah, we'll have to figure out. We're gonna put some wheels on. How are you with roller skates or rollerblades? No.
I used to be good, but
I
used to skate dance.
Oh, really? This is something new that we never knew. Cherry exposed. So you used to roller skate?
Yeah, I used to skate dance in my younger days.
Oh, all right. Well, there you go. Let's try that.
But I don't think I'd make
Anderson
it.
Cooper.
But yeah, it's much mellower now. In Ferguson, you know, they haven't had the riot gear and they haven't even used mace in the last few days, much less the
any
of the other stuff they were using. So it's been a lot nicer. I'm hoping that it stays this way. They had a big
You know what's crazy?
Is
like I was watching footage of like Ferguson, they show in, like, all the different businesses boarded up and stuff. And one business, you know, like how they have it spray painted, like, open. One had it spray painted open, black owner. I was like, that's so crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
That kind of bothers me, you know, that I've seen that on a couple of them. They're saying, you know, black owner. Well, it shouldn't matter what color the owner is, you know?
Yeah. It was so weird.
It shouldn't matter. You shouldn't be looting, you know? You shouldn't be looting any of those businesses, no matter what color the owner is.
Yeah, I don't know why there's looting going on. That doesn't mean anything towards what the entire point of this protest is. I mean, there's people that take advantage of it, but it's got to that it's getting better, Cherry. I mean, that's a good sign.
They had a peace fest that was, you know, already scheduled for Forest Park. It was just scheduled to be a peace fest, and it turned into basically being strictly about Michael Brown and Trayvon Martin's family came into town, and the dignitaries were all there, and Michael Brown's father spoke and said, please, I'm begging you for a day of peace tomorrow so that we can lay my son to rest. Please give us a day of peace tomorrow. Do not mess this up for our family. You know, we are begging you for a day of peace. And the family was really quite serious in just begging for them, you know, to let them have this day for their son. And I hope that it is honored and respected. They deserve this. And, you know, everyone should allow them to have this day to grieve the loss of their son and lay their son to rest and not have the anger and the violence behind it. You know, violence does not help violence in any way.
That's not the answer. Yeah.
Pray.
That's not the answer.
You know, quietly
pray.
It's unfortunate. And, yeah. And then whatever you have to do tomorrow and the days after, but give the family peace today. You know, that's what I'm hoping for. And I just hope that, you know, tonight is a quiet and peaceful night for the family and that they, you know, their wishes are respected. They really deserve
too.
It. So.
Yeah. The family's gone through enough and, all right, well, we have talked what we've talked about, and let's move on
to
Big
Brother. We do have your guest.
I'm so excited. Okay, everybody, well, let's welcome the queen. Isn't that right, Miss Chatty Pie?
Let's do this. I can't wait. I'm so excited. I adore her.
I love her.
Just want to double check. You do see on your audio her intro I did, right?
Yes. So we're going to play a little intro. And
yep.
Bring her up.
Hi, I'm Monica Bailey, and I am Brooklyn.
Monica Bailey, the queen of Big Brother, how are you?
I'm fine. What an introduction. I love it. I'm still there smiling from ear to ear. You better go, girl.
Oh, girl.
I love you.
I love you back, the queen. Oh, I love it. That is so nice. Okay, I am so flattered.
Well, hello, Monica. It's Michelle. You are on with myself, the princess. Hello, queen. How are you?
Oh, God, it's good to talk to you, baby cakes.
Oh, I miss you so much, girl.
I miss you too, girly girl. But you've been good,
I was able to see you a few months ago, so I'm a happy camper. But you are on Manic Mondays. Thank you so much for coming on. Miss Cherry Pie, she introduced you, and what a great intro. And Mr. Paul is actually the one that made the intro for you. So say hi, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Hey,
thank you, baby.
Hey,
that
Monica.
Beautiful.
Hi. What a great blast from the past to go back and listen to the original Big Brother theme song as well.
I was thinking the same thing. I heard that music. I was like, wow, that is a long time.
Throwback Mondays. We're going to rename it. Throwback Mondays.
I like it. I like it. I like it. Let's get down to the get downs. What's
All
going
right.
on?
Well, Miss Monica, first off, well, thank you for coming on. We want to know what the heck's been going on with you, girl.
Well, listen, a lot of good things. You know, I'm working. I'm still working. I'm still doing my thing. Everybody is good. And I'm auditioning, and I got some stuff that's brewing, so I don't want to really talk about it because I don't want to put no stank on it. So I'll just let it go when it goes.
No,
it
don't
comes.
Jinx it, girl. Don't jinx it.
Exactly. But everything is good. I'm fine. I'm doing okay. I cannot complain.
Well, that is good to hear. We love hearing the, you know, good news always. First off, I want to know, this is Big Brother 16, you know, I'm like Big Brother 10, you're Big Brother 2, so, you know, there's a lot of past years in between all of this. We want to know your thoughts right now on Big Brother 16. Ooh, who's your everything, just dish it, girl.
Okay, but listen. First and foremost, I've been watching ever since my season. So to see Big Brother 16 is beyond unbelievable. That's all I can say on that.
Right.
Really, Michelle, it's, you know, I honestly thought it would have ended a long time ago because I just thought reality had run its course. But, it's you know, it's cheap to make and people make money and they don't have to give nobody no real money until the bitter end. So, of course, it's going to last. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
So what you want to know, you want to just,
okay, let's see. Who are your, you know, it's getting down to the nitty-gritty, so maybe I can say who's your couple of faves that you like and then, you know, maybe kind of like who you think is going to win because you might not like or be rooting for the person that's going to win. And then we'll talk about the people you don't like.
Well, you know what? Believe it or not, it was just too many people in the house. And, like, right now, still too many people in the house, and they need to throw a monkey wrench in the program because this group of people, I mean, there's nothing wrong with alliances, you know. But really, everybody can't win the money. People really need to start thinking for themselves. Victoria, number one, she's just hanging on. They're going to get rid of her the best opportunity they can, or they want her to sit by them so they can win. But nobody don't – everybody thinks they're going to win. And right now, Frankie was a favorite of mine. And I still like him. But the game he's playing right now is nasty. Now, for one thing, I don't do After Dark because I don't have that network, and I don't have the feeds. So I watch it just regular on TV. But, you know, I read some boards of what's going on, and I go to Joker's and Marty's to see what's going on. And he is really showing his behind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm very disappointed in him, and he needs to go and disappear, poof, and be gone. Because it's one thing to have a strategy and play dirty and lie. That's okay. But he's getting a little nasty and arrogant about himself. He's full of himself. But he's going to have to pay some penance when he gets out. It's not going to be peaches and cream like they all think it's going to be. He's going to be quite devastated. Now, let's get down to Derek. Derek is playing the game.
Woo-hoo! Team Derek over here, girl. He lives 2 miles away from me, and I know him.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
Well, let me tell you something. Mr. Derek is playing the game. You know what I mean? But right now, I wouldn't mind seeing him win because he's putting himself in that position to win. He's not who I would like to win, but if he keeps positioning himself the way he is, he has a good chance. It all depends on who's going to be sitting beside him. And we got some things that may happen down the line, but Derek is getting a little paranoid. He's very paranoid because, you know, you can be a, as they say on the boards, and puppet master. He is running it. And when everybody finishes this game and they watch the show, they're going to be hurting. They're going to be devastated.
Yeah.
Devastated. So, and I was glad that Nicole came back, but she doesn't have a chance unless they're going to just use her. I liked her. And I thought her and Christine made a good pair, and I thought they was going to do some damage. But Christine, she fell and bumped her head, and she's just going to be a pawn, and she's going to go.
She said she fell and bumped her. She bumped her head, and she bumped it hard.
She bumped it really hard. And Donnie, I know everybody loves Donnie. Donnie is playing a great game. He's playing a social game. But, see, one thing they don't know. See, he's a super fan. They don't know how he has watched every show, and he got it down pat. He knows how to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, nobody was smart enough to really hang with him, you know. Everybody's a character on there, and he's genuinely who he is. And I don't know what's going to happen. He might go home. If he goes home, they got to pull a monkey wrench from somewhere. I don't know where they're going to get it from, but if he goes home, it's okay. But he played a really great game. He played a social game. He did not float. He knows how to win, and he's smart. And I liked how every time with the last episode with him and Derek was talking junk, and he was like looking like, yeah, okay, yeah, right. He reminded me of somebody.
Amen.
He reminded me of you.
I love you. I am so exactly feeling exactly like you do with Donnie.
And
I feel exactly like you do.
Yeah, Donnie played a different type of game, and he's pulling for straws. It's really hard, and I'm talking from experience. When you're in a house full of people that way and you all by yourself, it's not easy. It's not easy. But he's handling his business. He's going to get a lot of respect no matter how it goes down because he won the game. He might not win the money.
I think that Donnie, right, what a lot of people did wrong is they kept him in the house because he is the oldest person in the house. But what they haven't realized, well, I think they have, but by keeping him, they haven't realized that he's been winning every freaking veto. He's been saving his ass when he needs to. He's been winning. And they keep putting him up, and they keep screwing up their own game because they need to backdoor a Donnie, not put him up every week and let him win veto. And then take himself off or take somebody else off and then screw up the game and they have to put up one of their alliance members.
Right.
You know, and I'm agreeing with you, Monica. I think that, you know, I'm even getting kind of bored with, you know, I want Derek to win. And if there's some kind of wrench in the game, which I think there needs to be, I hope that Derek's on the safe side. But I want to break up that kind of like, you know, the Christine, the Cody, the Caleb, you know, the Derek. Even though, like, I don't like Christine's game at all, but she still, like, always seems to be at the right place at the right time. Victoria, I'm not saying anything about her, but her game, and she thinks she's a princess, no and no.
That's a
deal. But I'm like, I think that, like, I think Cody's playing a really good game. Derek's playing a good Frank.
I think he is
playing a good game. You know, he's skating by whatever it's the stroke of the hair. He must have some kind of stroke of the hair that must be so epic because he's just, it's like a voodoo doll but with hair. And he just rubs people's hair, and they're okay. I miss Zach. I think Zach is awesome. I think he's very entertaining. I think he would have made it to the end, but entertainment-wise, you know. I like Nicole. I don't think that she's going to be able to make it. Just like you said, Monica, it's just the demise of the game.
Right.
Unless something crazy happens, you know. Do you think there's going to be another double eviction, Monica?
They're going to have – well, I was thinking about it. I mean, they haven't done Pandora's Box yet. And it might be a double eviction. It may be. I'm not sure, but they need to do something. But I'm not going to say that. I'll say that.
Okay, I know what you're pissed off about, Monica, and I myself and everybody probably listening. Well, I want endurance. What the heck is going on here with these mental challenges and these challenges that anybody can win by them throwing a ball or throwing a puck or whatever it is?
Yep.
I want endurance. On my season, all we did was endurance. All I did was hang off a wall. All I did was hang off a freaking, what the hell's going on, Monica, this season with these challenges?
I don't know. I don't know who's thinking. I don't know what they got up their sleeves or what they're holding on to or what they're waiting for. But right now, it's like they're just so predictable. Now, for you to come back into the house, all you have to do is slide some across the board. Get out of here.
But you
got to
think about like this, Monica. You also got to look like this. Big Brother fans are fucking nuts. We'll put the disclaimer up after. Excuse the F word. But if it had gone, say, towards one of the other house guests, and they would have said, oh, it was geared for this person to come back, you know?
Oh, I know.
I think they kind of did it so that nobody could say it was geared, but it's bullshit. Like you said, it's bullshit.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it. I'll let you say it. But I knew that because, you know, the fans want what they want, and I understand that. And you're absolutely right. That's the only reason why they didn't gear it to someone. I mean, they've been gearing these competitions in the past for certain people, and if they didn't win, that's too bad. But I don't know what they're doing with these competitions, and they really need to do something. And right now, they're getting a really raw a reputation. Like, look like y'all want to hand it to X person. Y'all acting like you want Frankie to win. What the hell? Nobody should be able to tell whether you want somebody to win, and now, of course, it's going to look suspect.
Yeah.
Would you two ladies like to take a call from a fan?
Let's do it. I'm sure Monica would love to.
I'd love to if anybody wants to talk to me, because it was since season two, and I don't think most
people Monica,
know
they want to talk to you. We all want to talk to you, girl. Get out of
the house. We have a car that's been waiting for quite some time.
Okay, I'm
from your backyard, from your own backyard.
Okay.
Ooh.
We have Kim from the Bronx. How are you, Kim?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. Thanks for calling in. You're on with Monica Bailey and Michelle Costa.
Hi, Monica. Hi, Michelle. I love you
hey,
so
Kim.
Much.
Hey, Kim. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you doing?
Oh, fantastic. So I'm sure you have a question for Monica. Go ahead and shoot.
We got Boogie Down Bronx in the house. You better work it out, Mama. What's you got to ask?
Work it out.
Actually, I'm on the West Coast right now. I'll be back there for Labor Day.
Okay, that's okay. That's all right.
Well, let's see. Oh, gosh, so much. I got so much on my mind. And I do remember you, okay? And I hope your family is okay with 9/11 coming up. And, you know, I remember all of that and watching. And I was rooting for you the whole game.
Thank you, baby.
And I'm just glad that you're back in the community, and it's so good to hear from you.
Thank you so much.
I don't even know where to start. But I think right now I'm really upset with the fans of the show. I'm disgusted with the fans of the show because I see a lot of hypocrisy, and not just from the, you know, like the general fans, but also from podcasters and things like that. And I understand, you know, to love somebody. I don't know if this was like in season two. It was just because of social media has gotten so much worse, where it's just the hypocrisy. Like, I understand everybody loves Zach, and he was entertaining, but the guy was awful at the game. And you know, Derek is good at the game, but they're trashing him, like sending his wife pictures of him hugging Victoria. She's a newborn child, and she's home watching, you know, away from her husband. And it's just, I don't know. Hello?
Well, Monica, your season, you guys didn't really have too much on the networking thing. What are your thoughts on, like, what she's saying? You know, we have, like, a lot of people bashing. What would you think that your season would have been like if it was kind of more internet-based, you know?
Well, first of all, we all know it was 2001, and we were still using VHS tapes, okay?
All right. So true. I remember that quite vividly.
Throwback.
You have to remember, we were season two. It was new. New production company. It wasn't the same people who did season one. Okay. So there was no manipulation. A lot of people have this question for me. There was no manipulation. We went in the diary room was just like the diary room was the best thing. And when they started getting rid of the diary room as seasons went on, it changed the game. we had no outlet. There was no outlet, so there was no after dark. There was no internet. So you watched the TV show on Sunday, Mondays, or whatever, Wednesdays and Thursdays, and all you saw was what you saw on TV. There was no manipulation for production. People always say, did they hint? Did they tell you something? No. No, they did not. You have to remember that was old time, and that was a new baby. And when you have your first child, you don't know exactly how you're going to do because you don't have nothing to go by. But then after you have that one baby, then you start changing. You start getting better at raising your next baby and your next baby, and you change your, you know, you change how you do things. But thank God it was none of this was going on now. Our show was authentic. And I know a lot of people who met me, and I say the same thing, and I will say it to the bitter end. If it was not A2, it would not have been any other Big Brother. That set the tone for the show. And I wish that they would go back to the old days. When I say old days, when we didn't have to wash our white clothes, and we didn't have no wash machine, we ain't had no clocks, we ain't had no microwaves, we had a chessboard, and we had whatever you brought in there to play with to do your mind, that's what they need. So you don't
have
time.
And now it's all out.
So no
now it's all about getting Twitter followers and Instagram followers. That's all the show is. You know, every person on there is, how many followers they're going
to
have.
They shouldn't even be able to take pictures in the house. They shouldn't be able to do anything. Not at all. It's just that they're on vacation. We didn't feel like we was on vacation. We felt like we was in a damn other world.
Yeah. I never felt like I was on vacation. I felt like I was in, like, Lululand.
Oh, no,
yeah, and that's what vacation to me.
You don't even know. See, we didn't have nothing to go by. So when we had our show, we got up. We looked bad every morning. We didn't put no clothes on until eviction day on Thursday. That's when we got cute.
Now
the girls got makeup on. They walk around with pumps. Everybody wants to be a star.
Now they're talking like they won't go to the DR. They're telling the DR to wait so they can fix themselves up before they even go to the DR. They're like talking back to the DR and be like, no, wait. You know, things like that. Because, it's, like I said, it's all about.
Well, in my season, they used to tell the girls, like, they used to kick their ass out of the diary room. They were like, you're going to the diary room. Put some makeup on. I never got kicked out, but I'm just saying, I know some people in my season did. Like they were like, do you know you're on TV? Makeup, apply it, then come in. I was like, oh, shit.
No, we didn't have that.
Like,
see, we didn't have that.
I know. Some of them, I guess, needed the makeup, you know what I'm saying?
No, but back then, it wasn't a glamour show. It wasn't people want to be celebrities. It was about an experiment with these people in the house. And what they was feeling, that's the only place we can go and cry our eyeballs out and talk a whole lot of shit. But, you know,
you were
now
still
you
under
go
the
here,
Island
you...
Shapiro days, too, Monica.
Yes,
it's changed a lot. It's
I
changed
know.
A lot
mm-hmm.
Since Donald Shapiro left.
Right. And you know, the way these people are playing this game, you would think some of them never watch it. I never believed when people come on the show and a house guest say they never watched Big Brother before.
How does that happen? Like, how do you not even say, I'm applying for the show, let me Google it? Like, all you got to do is pick up your phone nowadays, which is crazy how we're talking about one aspect of not having any internet and then now being able to Google it, look it up, and you can see everything. I just don't understand. How do you go into a game like this for $500,000 and not look it up, not research it? Are you a dummy?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Hey, no, they're going to The Bachelor. I swear, they all think they're going to play The Bachelor. Half the people are The Bachelorette. You know? So, really, I don't know what they're going to do.
Nowadays, especially with so many reality shows, you ask young people, you know, in their 20s or whatever, they want to become famous. They want to be on TV, and that's kind of their motivation. I'm curious, Monica.
Yes.
Certainly, Big Brother 2, the whole format changed, but of the house guests that you were in on Big Brother 2, how many had been fans and watched the whole Big Brother 1 season?
I don't know. I can't remember. Okay. Well, I know season one, well, you know me, I'm going to keep it real. You know Michelle know how I get down. I watch one because normally you don't see black folks on reality shows. So if it's somebody black, I'm watching. So I watched season one. And I watched it, but I didn't really know what I was watching. I know that I, you know, Chicken George, and I can't even remember. I even got to meet a lot of them early on. But, yeah, I watched it because it was a black person on there. And that's why I watched it, because everybody knows, you know, that's just Big Brother. I always say, oh, how many black people going to be on there and how long they going to last? Oh, hey, I keep it real. You know, this ain't no racial thing. This is real straight up. I can say it because I play the game, so I can say whatever I want to say about Big Brother because I've had the experience. Hello.
Which I find it also, you know, interesting that since you and Daniel Reyes have played, there really has not been a dominant black woman on the show.
I'm glad you said it because I was going to say it.
It's almost been the exact same stereotype every single season. And sorry, you know, sorry to say, you know, Robin Cass, sorry to say this, but it's the truth. And I noticed they always put them in this, they pigeonhole them. Like if you look at Candace from BB15 and Amber from this season, they got the same pigeonhole where nobody in the house listened to them or trusted them or wanted to hear anything. And even Monet, I forgot, that was season 12, and they just get pushed into the same pigeonhole, but you don't see casting.
Well, we did get to see Sheila because she threw her microphone
and
it just threw it off. Like, hello, girl. We didn't get to see your game, girl. But
well,
I mean, I don't know if it really matters, like color, gender, age.
It doesn't matter. But I understand what you're saying.
Oh
but,
yeah, I totally do too. Yeah.
What it is like the times have changed. And they are changing. Big Brother is doing it the way they want to do it. They're creating a whole. They're creating characters. We were real, you know. They want characters. They want who they want and how they hope the game will go. Sometimes it doesn't go the way they anticipated because you know people go on these interviews and casting stuff and they give them what they want and they want what they want. You know, they wanted the Amber. They wanted a Donnie. They wanted all these different characters because Frankie is a character. They all started up as characters. They had, you know, I love Jocasta, but they had her as this Bible-beating Christian woman. And she was a sweetie. Okay, don't let me get started, okay?
When you say don't get started, I'm like, get started, girl. Get started.
There's one more thing that I need to know about this week.
Monica, I think that, I'm sorry, Kim. I think they put Jocasta in there to keep the house guests in check after last season.
Lord.
Are you crazy? All I know is that, you know, you have to be careful. And some of the house guests were smart in the beginning, but then they lost their mind. Because, see even then, now you can bring Bibles and stuff, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so people are kind of, you got to be very careful when it comes to religion. So, you know, nobody want to rock the boat with somebody talking about, you know, Christianity or whatever. So people tread lightly on that. So instead of, you know, all the crap that happened last season wasn't going to happen this season. They was going to steer so close away from that. So that's why they brought, you know, the Christian woman in there. And, you know, she wasn't the only one picking up a Bible to read. So therefore, they want to stay away from that crap they had last year.
Yeah. I'm actually surprised that they had an all-brand-new cast. I liked it, you know, but I was a little surprised. I was kind of like, you know, on eggshells hoping that, you know, everything works out. And I think the cast is great. I think they did a good job.
Oh, they show some good people. I agree. This is a good cast. I enjoyed them. I really, really do. And people
but
really
didn't they get along almost too much?
Yes.
Yeah, too much kumbaya.
I mean, I was enjoying it at the beginning of the season, too. I really, really enjoyed this cast, and I still do. But it's almost gotten boring because they get along almost too well. For a Big Brother season, I mean, you need a little bit of the push and pull and the...
That's why I think they need a wrench, Cherry. That's why I agree with Monica.
They
need something. They need something to, like, you know what I'm a little bit upset about? I'll be honest. I'm sure Cherry, Paul, and Monica, and Kim agree. The lack of use of this Team America.
Oh.
I'm like, why are we wasting three people and have them get $5,000 for a neighborhood watch? I want to see their asses voting out people that, you know, America wants to vote or to keep or to give a diamond veto, whatever. Like, I'm sick and tired of these lame, like, Team America things. Am I the only one?
No, but see what it is,
no.
Michelle. Sometimes, just like at your job, stuff looks good on paper, but then when it gets executed, it don't kind of work out so good. You know, I could say that, but they could have got rid of it after a while.
But
but
they could have jazzed it up too, though, Monica.
Yeah,
they're already in on it. They could have jazzed it up.
Yeah, they could have.
They need to bring in a coup d'etat to save
Donnie. Having them vote for somebody, I think having them vote for somebody or save somebody or make somebody get, I think that, you know, even though one, I think there was one that they were trying to get somebody nominated, but they wouldn't do it, whatever. But, like, that should have been all their challenges, not these, like, lame, you know, buttermilk challenges.
Yeah.
Honestly,
well, you know,
think it would have been a different situation if Frankie was in trouble. Because, I think, like, last year with the MVP, it was there to protect a specific person. And if I think Frankie was in trouble, we would have seen a whole different option.
Ooh, you better talk about it, girl.
That's just my opinion on that. And since he's, you know, he's safer and everything, they haven't really had a need for it. So it's just going to go away.
Whatever.
Like, this
do
time, they didn't even give us a choice. It's like, pick your own. You know, what is that? So they Team America and they get to pick what they want to do.
See, but, you know, it's too kumbaya. What they should do, it would be great if they just made an announcement and said, you know, it's not going to be one winner. All y'all going to win money now. I bet you some people get their shit together then. Really? Y'all thought y'all one person's going to win? Now everybody can get a piece of the pie. I bet you they get out some alliances and get on a good foot.
Well,
they ain't putting out their money. Hell to the no. They ain't doing that shit. There's going to be another unitard involved and another freaking stop pass and $5,000 and then, you
listen,
know,
let me tell you something.
Death by injection slowly for 24 hours, something crazy.
Listen, they have a great cast. I was so happy and I was like, ooh, these are some good people. And now as time going on, those people, what they thought they were going to do, people could say Big Brother Production got control of a lot of stuff. They do not have control of how those people are playing and they're not in their mind.
Because
so they did have a group of people that did not execute the game like they thought they should have.
Right. Because I think it was a different story with Zach and Frankie. It would
have been
a different
story. They could have the finale Thursday, and I'll be happy.
Yeah. It would have been. I think Frankie would have been more willing to work with Zach if it wasn't for this Team America thing. But I think he felt that this is what the fans wanted, and, you know, he's all about the fans and the viewing public. And I think he thinks the viewing public wants him to work with Derek. Or work with Donnie. So that's why he's all about the Team America thing. But if it wasn't for that, I think he would have been more willing to work with Zach.
I think if they're all smart, they all have to sit back and think, why are we on Team America? Okay? They need to go, okay, Frankie, because of Ariana Grande. Okay,
Grande?
Now we know. Donnie, if they know Big Brother, then they say, okay, he is what all of Big Brother watches, basically, you know,
right.
He is what the ratings, I think, compared to the numbers, volume-wise, what people like. Derek, I think maybe a little bit has to do with my pushing people, but I don't think that has to do with everything. I think that, you know, he was a cop, but it also an influence of being a friend of a past house guest that has a lot to do with it. But they all should sit back and say, why are we aligned? And they need to stick with each other because they're all so opposite. I wonder if any of them ever thought about that out loud. Does anybody know if they ever talked about that?
No, Derek's been using that to keep, you know, say, America wants us to work together, but he doesn't really need it because, you know, he's there for the money. He's like, oh, please, I don't know what this is. I'm here for the money. But he's been using that to get the other two to be, say, you know, America wants us to work together. You know, that's been his spiel to Donnie and Frankie the whole time, and I guess they're buying into it. So they're thinking, like, but now he somehow convinced Frankie that, you know, they need to cut Donnie loose because he's not who he says he is. Of all the people who, you know, think somebody's not who they say they are. But
well, you know, anyway, see, Derek, he knows. He's speculating about Donnie because he know Donnie is much smarter than he portrays, and that Donnie don't trust the ground, the food they eat. He don't trust. and he knows that he cannot beat Donnie, and that's why he wants Donnie out of there, because he knows Donnie is playing it. They have no idea that he is, like, people really like Donnie. He just feel, he knows that he's not. If Derek didn't have that alliance, he would be in trouble.
But I'll be honest with you. Actually, Derek is trying to keep Donnie.
I don't believe it.
He's trying to get, I think, Nicole out because he knows that he has a Team America thing. But I think he knows he's not going to get the votes. So for him to keep pushing it, unless Frankie does as well, then,
he was trying to get Donnie out. Like, the last time I checked the feeds, he was working on getting Donnie out. But he's, like, sticking really close to Donnie. And Donnie knows that, too, because, like, every time somebody's going out, Derek sticks real close to them. He's been sticking really close to Donnie, and he knows that he's trying to get him out. Because I think the eviction order is supposed to be Donnie, then Nicole, then Christine.
Well, I think he's working on votes for him to win.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
So, you know, because if you heard him say yesterday during Big Brother After Dark, he was talking to, I think it was Victoria, and he was saying, yeah, you know, I told the last, you know, two people, Nicole and I think it was Zach, that, yeah, there's no way you're going to get the votes. You know, he's like, I wanted to be honest with them. But if they're smart enough to know is that he's working on their votes after the fact, you know. But some of them just are clueless because, like, you know, they just don't even realize what's going on right now.
Yeah.
And
you think,
you know, what, I mean, Victoria, I think she's going to actually go far, and I'm sad to say that, but I think she's going to go final three because I think that they're going to, it's going to be Cody, Derek, and Victoria. They're going to take her, and then they're going to ball it out to the end unless one of them has big kahunas. And
I think they're going to take her final two because every time somebody brings up her name to put up, he shoots it down right away.
Michelle, what you're saying is Victoria is your season's Jerry?
Yes. I feel as though she is, and it's just so, I'm, like, you know, huge competitor, huge Big Brother fan, being part of Big Brother, get some kind of blood on your hands, do something. It's so irritating. I know Monica is probably, like, ripping her skin off just knowing that this person is going to, you know, could maybe get to final two. Right, Monica?
Yes, and you know what? Just for them to be thinking they're so smart and they so on their game, if she won, I wouldn't even be mad. That would be good for their behind.
Yes. I would be like, you stupid asses, that's what you get.
That's what y'all get. Now, my mind is, you know, I can't remember everybody's name. I remember who I remember, but I could tell you this. When you want to put a definition on a floater, you're gonna have to put her name up. She gonna get. Yeah. She needs to get an award for floater of BB16, and that's just how I feel. But you know what? They gonna mess right around, and she's gonna be sitting beside somebody, and it would be real cool that she would win. And I wouldn't even be mad. I'll be like, good for them, goody goody goody, and clap my hands and stomp my feet and do click clacks because that's what they get. And the sad part about it is, and I know this from talking to people who've had this experience. And I know a bunch of people who played a certain way, and after they went home, whenever they decide to watch the tape, they become so humiliated, so dysfunctional, they don't talk about Big Brother anymore. They hate Big Brother because they felt the way they played the game was horrible, the way they treated people or the way they got treated, the things that they did, they are very humiliated. And some of them on that show think they're going to have to suffer a little bit because it's psychological. They think they can't think now and don't trust people. When they get home and watch the things that they did, trust me, I know people who right now that it was the worst, Big Brother was the worst experience because of the way they played the game and the way they feel like they were edited. They have nothing to do with Big Brother. They don't, it's like it's nothing. They never, never, ever, ever wish they've never done because after they go home and watch the tape.
That she said the tape. a lot of tapes.
So, I don't know if you know this guy Kroll, Monica. I think
they
he's
do.
A producer.
Huh?
A guy named Kroll. I think he was. I just saw a tweet about it. His name is Kroll, and I guess he was a producer on Big Brother back in the day. And now he has a new show that's starting on Sunday with live free live feeds, and it's called Utopia.
Yeah,
oh,
Utopia.
Yes, we've talked about this. Yeah, we
yeah.
talked about Utopia. Utopia
I
might
can't
be.
Wait for Utopia.
Utopia.
That's the free live feeds. You know, they don't pick it up on BB16. There's probably going to be a lot of people going to check that show out because I've seen cast and it was pretty interesting. So they need to pick it up.
And that show's going to air for one full year. I mean,
oh, wow.
I don't think there has
That's
been another
so crazy.
Reality show that has filmed for one full year. So it's going to be interesting.
These people are
going to
be fucking nuts. I'm just saying that. I mean, there's going to probably be some good TV because I lose it after, like, 2 days in a Big Brother house. So, and two
well,
d-
some
two
people
days
may
being...
not be there for a full year, you know, because people can be voted out and new people voted in. But some people could be there for months and months, depending on, you know, how well they stay, you know, in the show. What they're doing is they're creating a new society. So if they mesh well with the others and they are a provider or they fit well within the society they're building and they have a purpose and they're, you know, they're doing well at whatever building or raising the food or cooking or whatever the needs might be of the society they're creating, then, you know, they may stay for a long time. If they don't mesh well and they cause, you know, rifts within the society, then they'll get voted out and somebody else will be brought in. So some people may stay in there for a long, long time, months and months and months. Others may not be able to handle it and may be in there for a few months and then have, you know, some sort of problem with somebody and, you know, eventually get voted out. It's going
to
be interesting
well,
to see
to
how long
season,
people can take
it. My season, they didn't actually do a good job cleaning. There was only a couple of us, so I'm sure a lot of them would have been evicted, right, off the bat.
Sherry, have you heard yet as far as the end goal? Is there some big cash prize?
I'm not sure exactly what the monetary amount of Utopia is. I'll have to look into that and maybe let you know on next
well,
Monday.
Anyway,
better be a lot of money. Better be a lot
Kim
of money.
Was,
I'm just
Kim was talking about it, and the feeds actually, you can start watching it after midnight this coming Thursday. So it's really almost here. Apparently there's a free feed of two cameras or two views, and but you can pay more and get four views and a manipulative type of camera. So we're going to have almost a month of Utopia live feeds while Big Brother is still on,
yeah.
which is driving me
I don't
nuts,
know how
but.
People are going to live. How are people going to live?
I've already
don't
told my
it.
Husband that he may just have to bring food to the bedroom door and drop
yes.
it off at my bedroom door.
That's funny.
I'm surprised
funny.
That Big Brother didn't try to sue them, especially with the producer of this show being a producer that was a producer on Big Brother.
Well,
so I don't know. Like the glass.
They tried that with the glass house.
Yeah,
and
you know how
that
went.
Didn't work so well. Yeah, so
no.
I don't know if they'll try it again.
Monica,
yes?
I'm curious. Back in your season, we were talking. Jerry was talking about this season. Everybody seems to be kumbaya. You said that too. That they like each other. How many really out and out fights, verbal fights, did you guys have in your season?
Well, arguments, yeah, but it was a few. You know, I have the classic one.
Yep.
You know, mine went, I had a classic one. There was a few. And it was all about he say, she say stuff. And that's
mm-hmm.
okay. And, but, you know, the difference is, you know, Zach may have been a lot of things, but he always put the stuff out there. And just went in the wrong direction. But it was all about he said, she said, and you don't know who to trust and who to believe. And my thing was, let's put it out. Let's talk about it. Don't be having no little group sessions. See, I was the same way as Donnie. When people were scheming and scamming, I was outside. I had no time for that. I didn't have time for that because I ain't got no time for that. That's, you know, they could call, you know, he should be in there so he could be part of it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He play it. He's doing it the way he wants to do it. He's older than him. He ain't got to be up manipulating and stuff. Even though he might not be part of the game, he still know what they're doing.
Yeah. You also were part of something that was somewhat frequent. I know it happened in Michelle's season of starting off the game vying to win a vehicle or a car. I mean, how long did you stay in there? I forget.
What? How long has Big Brother been on? I was, 13 years ago? I don't even remember. All I know is that we had the stuff in the car, and somebody said they needed a car for their family, and everybody got out, and they gave them the car. Now I think Kent got the car, didn't he?
Yeah, Kent.
See, you know, I don't, I wasn't good at competition. I was not very good at competition.
The other change that I saw, first of all, it happened this season, and we're all kind of missing the familiar nomination key wheel. And
yeah,
I was watching your season a little bit, and that little dinky, crappy key wheel that you had, I don't know when the current one came into play, but that was really a chintzy little device that you guys had, wasn't it?
Last season they didn't have this all computerized and your picture pop up. They just done that this season.
Right, Michelle talked about how heavy that thing was in the past season, bringing
so
it out.
Heavy.
Heavy.
But
I always wanted to be out in the backyard with Monica playing cards. I always wanted to sit out in the backyard and play cards with Monica. I watched her play so many hands of cards out there in the backyard.
We didn't have
a
gym.
You guys had cards? What the heck?
No, but
we didn't have that.
We all was allowed to bring one thing in. And that's how it was back then. We were all allowed to bring one thing in.
Because I thought you and go ahead.
No, everybody, if I remember correctly, we were all allowed to bring one item in. And that's where, you know, people bought different things.
So did you bring
the
card?
And I brought the card. Yeah.
Ooh, good one.
That was just, who knew, what those cards would be. And, you know, if I remember correctly, you know, we would sit down and try to strategize with the cards and try to figure out stuff with the cards because we had to become creative. We didn't have a gym. We had to walk around the backyard if we wanted to lose some weight or get rid of our thighs. And, you know, we didn't have nowhere to go. We didn't have nothing to do. They got too much time on their hand and too many damn luxuries. And they better not have a luxury competition.
Yeah. I didn't have any luxuries. Remember, my season was back to basics. So I'm surprised that we didn't have peanut butter and jelly. Peanut butter, jelly. Peanut butter, jelly.
I will always remember PB&J for the rest of my life because people don't realize that. We couldn't have no condiments with ours. Eventually, we asked, could we put some cinnamon on it, and we had to get permission for that. And we had to be very creative with peanut butter and jelly. I know at one point you either eat peanut butter sandwich or jelly sandwich or just bread. And that's horrible when you can have your staples, coffee or water, but then when cooking in the house and you smell the food. Now back then we couldn't touch the stuff, or would we get penalties? And I understand. I don't even know why this season they don't even talk about them eating slop the way they supposed to eat slop and all of that stuff. They got it good. They got it so damn good. It's ridiculous.
This is the season when they brought in the iPad now, I guess, or whatever they have. They have the iPad now. And I remember you dancing around in the backyard when you got that CD player. Or customaries from BB2s and got the CD player and you were out there killing it.
I won that. That was one competition I won with the disc. And we had the competition when I won off the wall CD. Yes, the Michael Jackson, baby, that was the best thing in the world. Lord,
that is so crazy to think. Like, Monica, think about it. How crazy it is to think that you were jumping up and down for a CD player, and it's like, that's obsolete now. Like, nobody has that. That's so crazy how time has just developed. And being part of Big Brother 2 and watching it be 16, like you said, you never thought it would get here. I mean, it's here. It's in full force. And, you know, do you think that, I mean, I understand that Big Brother is played with Twist. What do you think about Twist in general? Are you for or against them?
Well, I was for Twist when they said, you know, when they said Twist or some of surprises. I ain't seen none, so stop saying it.
Mm-hmm.
I like Twist. Twist makes it interesting. When you get too comfortable, they throw something at you, you go, oh, my God, I didn't even see that coming. But now these house guests know, oh, double eviction is coming this week. Oh, the power of veto, blah, blah, blah. They put, no, they ain't put no, they ain't really throw no monkey wrench in that game. I want to see a Twist. I want to see a Twist when they wake up in the morning, ain't no beds. When we did our shows, when people left, they took away beds. Oh, y'all don't remember that.
Oh.
Yes, you know, all those rooms, as people left, the beds were gone.
Yes, so, and they condensed the rooms so you couldn't go into certain rooms, right?
Exactly. So everybody had to be together in one room, eventually.
Now,
yeah,
that's
so
crazy.
I had my room, and so, what's the name of them had their room that they slept in, so those were two, it was only two rooms. So, you know, stop playing around. That's fierce. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, it's like I like the fact of Twist because I think that's what Big Brother's about, you know, even though it wasn't really about that before. I like the fact because I feel like it would do something for the underdogs, you know. There's always that you want to flip the game around. And some people don't think it's fair, but I like it. There's nothing fair in life.
Well, listen, nothing's fair in life, but I'm saying to me and you agree that I like Twist, but where are the Twists?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, not all the Twists. Some Twists that are for certain people, no, I don't like that. Like, you know, certain coup d'etats, which is what
I've
been on. You know, things like that I don't like. But I like the, you know, like the Twist of My Season where they had, you know, Dan vote for Jesse and Dan had to move it around. And that fucked my whole game up. Yeah, that sucked. But, you know, that was a huge twist. I never thought that Jesse was going to go, you know. That
all the drama
that
created.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, that was crazy. But, certain ones, I'm like, you know what, I don't understand it, and I understand that they're going for certain people to win or to lose. But that was a twist that, I know people didn't like Jesse, but affected my game and then affected a lot of other people's game, and in the long run helped out Memphis's game.
I agree. So we need a twist like that. Not a twist that's for favor for somebody or against somebody. I get you. But, a twist would be great. I love it. I love a twist. But there's no twist. But I want them to stop saying expect the unexpected because I haven't seen anything yet to make me go, oh, what is going to be this week?
So, Monica, what did you think of the two head of household kind of scenario with the King of the Block.
I like that. I thought that was good. I thought that kept it. That kept it interesting. It kept you from getting very comfortable.
I liked it because I was like, okay, so four people get nominated, two people are safe at the end of it. So you kind of have to be. You're like, maybe sometimes pushing yourself to go on the block. Which
right.
is crazy because that's not like a game that you normally would go into. Like we've seen this season, a lot of people volunteered
right.
to go on the block, and we would have never seen that. So
right.
I think it was like, you know, it was 9 times out of 10, it was bronze versus not bronze. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
They always had that, you know. And I'll be honest with you, I'm the biggest anti- losing of a challenge, and I don't think even if I was in a group and I said that I would lose a challenge, would I ever lose one, Monica? Would you ever go outright and say, I'm going to lose a challenge, knowing that your ass is on the block?
No. I would
not do
that. And I thought that was so sucky of Christine when she did what she did. And she better be glad that Donnie won because I don't know, she should have been penalized for that if they didn't win. Because that was disgusting for her giving the key to the that was horrible. And I would never lose on purpose. Never leave
Donnie
a person.
Actually gave her a bone, and she passed it off to the other team.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was the wrong bone. It didn't fit, luckily. And that was just tacky. That was just so disgusting. And you know what I liked about it the most? Donnie knew.
Donnie knew. He is so smart when it comes to that. People think he's so stupid, but he's so smart about what's going on in the house
because
and about what people
fan.
Are doing.
He's a super fan. He's a smart man. Don't let the beard fool you.
No.
Don't let the beard fool you. Don't let North Carolina, you know, just like in the house, they have no idea what his occupation is, and they're just trying to figure out all kinds of things, and I love it.
Well, they think he's a genius, you know, and I think that even though his job description is not genius, I think he really is really, really smart. Really smart.
He's smart. He's smart, you know. I love it. 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 They just got, you know, I just wish, you know, I just hope something happens Thursday that'll just blow my mind because I need my mind blown right now.
Well, because I'm sure everybody out there, we're going to say some spoilers. We all know that Donnie and Nicole are up. Cody won the veto, and sure, he's not going to use it. So it's a kind of inevitable right now that Donnie is going, right, Monica?
Yep. I know anything
there's
can happen.
Saying,
you've been in the house like
the chat room
anything
that
there's
chatter that Frankie is talking about flipping the vote, but you know they talk about that every week, so they get footage to put on the CBS show
right.
to make us think that they may flip
right.
the vote,
right?
But they never do. But they always want that footage to make us think that they may change the vote.
Right. Right.
I always like whatever they said, whatever they put on, like, you know, out there, I'm always like, okay, it's opposite. Am I the only one that's like, okay, they're trying to give me this and feed me that and put me this in a teaspoon and pour it in my mouth? And I'm like, no, it's going to be opposite.
Well, for those who watch the feeds, they know when they watch the actual show, that what they left out and what changed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why
I
hate
it when they put it on there and it's not even in the same sequence that it happened. You know?
Yeah.
They show things that happened and they don't show it in the same sequence that it happened in, and they put it on so differently than it actually happened, and us feed watchers know.
Right.
That didn't happen in that sequence. This happened before that, and they put it on the show differently, and we all know that it didn't happen that way.
They don't care about how y'all see it. They got y'all money. That's what they want.
Well, that's why I think that the live feeders don't really watch CBS.
Nope.
You know, they don't. They already know what's going on. They know what's really going on. They know how the fight really happened. And I think they just watch it for shits and giggles to see what they're really putting up. And you'll see a fight that was aired on the live feeds, and it's not even how it really went. It's completely opposite. But if that's what they want to show, that's it. You know, and that's their prerogative because, you know, everybody has their own viewpoint. When everybody watches something, I'll watch the same thing as Monica or as Cherry or as Paul or as Kim or whoever's watching, and we will both have two different viewpoints of what happened.
Right.
Ain't that the truth? And this is like a type of social situation which is more becoming of what it used to be, but I think that, you know, Big Brother had to, like Monica said, Big Brother she didn't think was going to last, but I think them kind of involving themselves into this internet world and made it what it is, they've actually, you know, they've succumbed from maybe a possibility of being put on the sidelines. They had to do now and keep doing what's going on. And the hate, the love, and how everybody has their own opinion of who they like and hate, just like you watching a baseball team or a football team or whatever, we can't all like the same person. So if we did, it'd be boring, right?
It would be boring.
But
no, you
I
have
think,
to. I agree with you 100%.
Ahead.
I agree with you. Totally agree. I totally agree. I mean, you know, Big Brother fans are off the hook. and they have been invested in it from day one.
Off the hook.
They are off the hook. I mean, sometimes I go on Facebook and I read, you know, different people's, you know, Big Brother sites, and I just sit up here and I crack up. Just the, some of the things that some people say, it's just really off the chain. I'm just like, really?
Some of them
they really
have gone
away?
So far wrong, though. Like Kim was saying earlier, in sending Derek's wife pictures of Derek and Victoria hugging or something.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just so wrong. That there's
yeah.
no need for that.
No, it's not.
He's
well, that's, you know what the thing is if they were kissing, there'd be a picture of them kissing. They went for a hug. Somebody caught it. It's like such bullshit that these people are doing this stuff to people that, I'll be honest with you guys, Jana never watched Big Brother before. She watched it sometimes with Derek because Derek was a big fan. She doesn't really know probably what how the household was, Vito. She's been on our show. And it's crazy to think that these people are, like, sending her this stuff, you know? It's like, talk shit about me, say what you want,
right.
but leave
right.
my family out of it. Because now
right.
you're, like,
yeah,
touching a different kind of aspect. Yeah,
oh,
no, she didn't sign up for that.
Sherry.
Families did not sign up for Big Brother. The person in the house is the individual that signed up for Big Brother. Families did not sign up for this, and families should not be involved. You know, families offer support, yes, but families should not be tortured and involved in the fanatics' hate and
right.
craziness in
That's,
this game.
Yeah.
It's
right.
just wrong. On so many levels, it's wrong, and fans should not be going at family members with, you know,
well,
their emotional
Sherry,
responses like that. I mean, in
yeah,
whatever
not
way.
Only, not only that, I don't think fans should even, as happened last year, reach out to the house guest employees and, you know, try to get them fired.
Wow.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Not. That's so wrong. I mean, you should
yeah,
not.
I mean, when I got out of the show, I heard that, you know, people sent letters to, you know, Dan and stuff like that. And I was like, what? Why would people, like, send letters to, like, Dan? What does that have to do with anything, you know? What he needs to work out with his school, that's his issue. I'm sure people seen it. Nobody needs to write. Nobody needs to say anything. All they got to do is Google it. It's sure been spread around where people can have their own eyes and see it. But when I'm talking, like, people tell me 6,000, 7,000 letters were sent to a school. That's crazy.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's what I heard. This is what I heard. And I was like, for what? You know, and they were like, oh, because he was, like, what? People knew that he was going on this reality show. I'm sorry, but you're going on a reality TV show. You're going on TV. You're doing something for money, and you're probably not going to do something pretty, you know? But
right.
people want to magnify it and
right,
want
right,
to make
right.
a big deal about it, want to put you out on Front Street and
right.
put this. No, we just put ourselves out on Front Street. We're allowing you to come into our world, into our family.
Right.
You know, you might not like us. You might hate us. You might love us. You might meet me outside and hate me when you love me and opposite, but that's the decision you need to make every day. But for some people to have that inner, like, oh, I'm going to go and find a picture, and then I'm going to go and tweet it to her. Like, you're digging into your personal life. You should be doing
yeah.
stuff for your family, your friends. There's so much stuff going on in the world. Why would you take the time out, the effort?
Right.
I think people have too much fucking time on their hands. That's what I freaking think.
I agree, Michelle, and we, you know, this is always going to happen, it seems, year after year, and it is so wrong. But I always like to bring up the fact that that is a smaller number of Big Brother fans that do it, and the vast majority are so great.
Yeah, no. Oh, absolutely, but
absolutely.
It also needs to be make aware that, you know, if somebody knows somebody that's maybe making comments of people, It's just self-awareness. Let somebody know, you know what, maybe you don't like that person. Why don't you comment more on the person that you like? Don't waste your time on hate.
Kim, I want to thank you so much for staying on with us almost the entire show. We do have another caller calling in. But thank you so much for staying on with us almost the entire
show.
Thank
you. You have a great evening. Great talking to you guys. Thank you so much.
You too. Bye-bye.
Do you want to stay on the switchboard and just listen?
I will.
Do you want to stay on the switchboard and just listen to the rest of the show?
Oh,
she went ahead and hung up. Okay.
Our next caller, Jerry. That was a great call. That was like the longest call ever.
Ever?
She was good, though. She was like part of us.
She was great.
All right, let's go to the next caller. Caller?
I wanted to tell you real quick before we bring up the next caller. We have Kid Jackie in our chat room, and I just wanted to let you know that he did the ALS Bucket Challenge. So one of our guests in the chat room has joined you, Michelle.
All right, because I like the ALS
Bucket Challenge.
If you guys don't know, I got called out by a Big Brother fan. His name is Tom Holm, and I actually decided to put a little twist. Monica, you're going to love this. I decided to put a little twist in my ALS Bucket Challenge, and I wore my red unitard.
Wow.
Yes, and if you guys want to go check out the video, it's on my Facebook, Michelle Costa, Big Brother 10, and
okay.
I wore my unitard. My father actually is the one that dumped the bucket on me, and I actually put the challenge out to anybody who listens to Manic Mondays and any past Big Brother alumni. So, Monica, I guess I'm going to be calling you out. If you don't know, now you know.
You better stop it. Let me just tell you something like I told somebody the other day. I will donate money to ALS, but I will not be getting my hair wet. I don't have no wash and wear hair unless I put a thing over my head. Child, the only time I'm going to get my hair wet is if I go wash it.
Wear a shower cap.
I'm thinking about it. When Julie called everybody out, all past house guests, everybody was calling me and messaging me, are you going to do it? I said, yeah, I'm going to do it. I got to do it at the right time.
I love the fact that I did it before Julie actually called me out. So,
cool.
Julie, I did it pre-amped. So, like I said, I'm in my uni, and you know what? I'm not the same that I used to be back in 2008, so the camel toe is in full effect. Just throwing that out there. Just to throw a little wrench into the conversation. But anyway, Monica, a shower cap I will send to you.
Uh-huh.
But if you guys cannot do the ice bucket challenge for hair issues or whatever it is, donate money. It's made such a huge awareness throughout the entire nation.
I'm just joking, baby. But, yeah, I would love to donate and everything because, I already know I'm going to do it because everybody's asking me. But y'all stop rushing me.
I'm going to get it over with. That's what I did. Get it over with. I did it.
Nice. Good for
My
you.
My dad was so happy for, like, 2 hours because I gave him a towel. I said, listen, okay, 5 o'clock, you can dump ice on my head. So you have until then to get as much ice.
Yes.
Iced. And you need to clean out a bucket, make sure it's clean and sterile because, you know, I don't want no, like, you know, cement bucket or anything like that.
Yes, yes.
You know, so Papa Costa, let me tell you. He had the biggest smile on his face. He's like, I'm going to dump an ice bucket. I'm going to dump an ice bucket. He was so excited. I couldn't even, like, calm down.
That's nice.
I just hope that, you know what, this moves on. There's no more challenges out there. Let me be free in my unitard. You know,
yeah.
I just want to be happy in my unitard, Monica. I don't need no ice or water.
I know. I got you, baby.
You know, I might have had a little meltdown. Okay, there was a lot going on. Added on to my meltdown. But what happens if you wore a unitard that was inside the camel toe and you had to wear it for 7 days? How would you be? Would you be happy?
I would be fine, child. It is what it is. I just would have worn it and been happy and had a good time with it and had jokes and
with
just like
you did. With the camel toe and everything, no complaining?
Listen, you can't do nothing about that. You know, that's the camel tail. You when you said the camel tail, I just visualized.
Yeah, but it's hot. It's hot over there. It's like 90 something, humidity high. You know, it's like very abrasive.
And very. I know it's irritable. You know, bad enough you stuck up in the house and have to deal with all that, and then you got to wear long sleeve unitard and it's 90 degrees, and that's horrible.
Can I even tell you this?
You
I'll be honest with you guys.
Next caller?
My skin was actually falling off because I had that on my like on for so long that
it's
my
off.
Skin was actually peeling off.
It was peeling.
Yes, it was not pretty. And yes, Cherry, I heard the caller. I just wanted to add that disgusting fact in. And now that we can all now that we can all consume that and gulp it up, let's bring up our next caller.
Okay, we have David coming up on the air. Hi, David. How are you?
Hey, girls.
Hi.
Hey, David. How are you?
Hey, you're not going to take this new challenge, which is suck a big dick and drink all of it cum.
Okay, that one's gone.
What? Wait, what the hell was that? I heard some raunchy
shit. I have the
shit.
Phone number this time. I was ready for that. I have the phone number and can report
this. Can we put the disclaimer
now?
Up? Because I feel like that was raunchy shit.
That was so disgusting.
That was raunchy.
I have the phone number, and I can't believe. Paul, go ahead and
can we put the disclaimer up and let's wipe everybody antibacterialize yourself? Thank you.
Yes.
Here's the disclaimer.
The views expressed by guests and callers into the Rad Reality Show are not necessarily the views of the host or the sponsors of the Rad Reality Show and are for entertainment purposes only. Some assembly may be required and batteries are not included.
Well, his batteries were included and his batteries got dejected. Monica, we get those time and time again. You know how they are. Those crazy Big Brother fans at the
right. That's exactly what we were talking about earlier. Some people just fall and bump their heads.
Oh, whoever bumped their head, and they probably slipped on some, you know, cum.
Yes.
But I'm just saying,
that's what we're talking about. People just do stuff and say stuff. Why would he just come on a show that we're having a great conversation and say some crap like that? You know, because people ain't wrapped too tight.
Well, you know what? You know, it's one of those things. We can't figure it out, but I can figure one thing out, Monica. You know what that is?
What is that?
You the bomb.
The bomb,
you the bomb
diggity.
You the bomb diggity. And you know what? I'm just so happy that you came on Manic Mondays. Our time is up, Monica. Thank you so much for coming on. Before you go, one question. Who do you think is going to win Big Brother 16?
I don't want to say think. Okay, let's say think. Okay, I'll play good. I'll be a good girl. Well, I think that if they keep playing the game the way they do, and Big Brother don't throw any monkey wrenches and have no kind of special thing going on, then it's going to be Derek. And
okay.
If it ain't Derek, don't sleep. It might be Cody.
All right. So everybody
like
heard
that.
The queen bee.
Yeah, but, you know, that's what, you know, that's not how I feel, you know, because I have my three favorites, but, you know.
Who's your favorite?
I wouldn't have no problem. I'm just saying in my world, in my fantasy, I would like Derek, Donnie, or Caleb to win. Sorry, those are my three.
I like those picks. I think that's actually great picks. And out of those three, who would be your favorite?
Game-wise, Derek.
Derek, all right. Well, I'm happy that I own a Team Derek shirt. And Monica, will you be going to the finale? Am I going to be seeing your beautiful face?
Going to L.A. to the finale?
Yes.
Probably not.
Are you going to Vegas?
Now, I want to talk to you about that later, I'm thinking about that. That came
okay,
up.
You can stay with me. You can stay with me, and we'll talk later.
Let's talk later.
Okay.
Thank
Monica.
You for having me. Anytime you want me to call in, I'll call in, child, because, you know, that's just how it is. Somebody
well, we would
guess,
actually
I'm
love
in.
For you, if you can do this, maybe, like, the week before the finale. Okay. It's going to be that Monday, so it's probably going to be the 22nd.
Okay.
Maybe you can call in and see if your same answer that you gave to my question is going to be the same.
Yes.
Then.
All right, let's do it. All right, baby.
Oh, my God. This is like a good date. Listen, this is a date that went good because we made another date. So
okay, sweetie pie.
Well, we love you so much, Monica. Thank you for coming on Manic Mondays. Everybody out there in the chat world, let me tell you, Monica, by the way, can you give a shout-out to the chat room because they are going crazy over you.
Oh, who? I can't hear you.
Can you give a shout-out to the chat room because they're going crazy. We have a chat room, and they've been writing about you all night, girl.
All right. To the chat room, what's up? How y'all doing? It's on and popping. It's going to always be on and popping.
That's right, girl. And thank you again, and we will talk to you soon. I'll keep you updated, and you give me a call, and you get a free chance, and we'll talk, okay?
All right, because I'm getting ready to watch the Emmys. Good night. Goodbye.
Good night,
Monica.
Girl.
All right,
hugs,
you're welcome,
hugs.
Baby cakes. Bye-bye.
She is so
and
sweet.
Am I the only one obsessed with her? Obsessed.
No.
Ugh. I just want to eat her the frick up.
She is so amazing.
Ooh.
Meeting her was one of the highlights. I mean, season two was one of my favorites of all time. And getting to meet Monica was just, I mean, it is like meeting royalty when you meet Monica.
Mm.
I'll never forget watching her, you know. Season one was a great Big Brother season, but season two, like, sealed it, you know?
Yeah.
We knew that this
totally
was going to be
her,
something big, you know? And season two, I felt like that made Big Brother fans.
Continue. I mean, Monica touched on it a little bit. Season two was so much different in the format change. But if it had not been a successful and good season, we would not be talking about BB16. And that's just...
You're right.
Yeah, no, it's crazy to think, like, you know, like a lot of questions I asked was the dynamics of how different Big Brother 16 is compared to Big Brother 2. I've watched it since Big Brother 1. Big Brother 1 was great. Big Brother 2 blew it over the top. And they... at that time, they were still voted by America, correct, to win. They didn't have slop. They had peanut butter jelly. They could bring in something from the outside world. They could bring pictures in. When they went home, they could watch the season, which even though the top four, the jury members actually couldn't. If I'm wrong, please correct me. But it's just so crazy with the internet and everything. And she's a true Big Brother person. You can just tell somebody that's been on it, her talking about past people not kind of wanting to be a part of it anymore, not having the internet to see how people are, to surpass that and to be still here and love Big Brother 16 and hear her viewpoint, I think it's kind of awesome. Because we love different aspects. We got, like, a different aspect tonight. So I love Monica, and let's expect her back. And
I wanted to get Eddie on, you know. But from what I understand, Eddie doesn't even watch Big Brother anymore. Doesn't, keep in touch with anybody. Doesn't watch the show. Doesn't.
I don't know how you could be a part of something like so big like this and not, like, this is
my
life.
And he was a winner.
For the rest of my, this is like my life for the rest of my life, and I never even won.
The first season winner. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, we can't get into people's brains. we can pick and pick and pick and pick and try to think what other people think or what their mind frame is, but we'll be here forever. I know my mind frame is I love Big Brother. No matter what, I don't care what happens any season. And that's one thing I want to touch about is so much of a little bit what Kim was touching base on. We've seen our Big Brother fans, and they're very expressive. And the people that talk the most junk and the people that say, I'm not going to watch it again, and this one's influencing it, are the first people that are by the live feeds, that are on the chats, that are on the internet, that are watching BB After Dark, that are just stop. Complain, bitch, and then at the end of the post put, I still love Big Brother.
Me too,
you know what
Michelle.
I mean?
And
right?
I
am I the only one?
We would be beside ourselves and wouldn't even be able to take it if they said they were canceling Big Brother.
I would
so
die.
No matter
like, seriously,
how
I would
much
die.
People bitch about it. If they said they were pulling it, people would be beside themselves. So,
yep. I will never again say this is the last time I'm watching Big Brother because I had one moment like that, and it involves somebody from your season who you dearly love. When Jesse came back in season 11, I said, I am done. I just disliked him on your season, and I love him now. But I disliked him on your season so much that when he showed up in season 11, I said, I'm not going to watch it. And let me tell you, I'm so glad I decided to watch because season 11 for me was awesome. And I will never say that again. I find every season entertaining. There have been some people saying that they're, you know, this is the worst season ever. And I scratch my head and say, okay.
What?
I know.
What the? Well, I don't understand. How do people say this is the worst season ever? I would say this is one of the, at least, I'm going to just put it like broad, top five. Big Brother, maybe top three. For me, Big Brother 2 was one of my favorites. Big Brother 10 and Big Brother 16 has been my favorite so far. And, I love All Stars. All Stars was pretty off the hook.
Yeah, I will just say this, that I think as fans, there are different kinds of fans that, you know, some like certain aspects of the game. Some like a whole bunch of fighting. Some might like a whole bunch of showmances. But there are so many different aspects to enjoy of every season that, you know, I can't, you know, it's hard. But this cast, I think, was excellent. They've been very entertaining for feed watchers, in my opinion. And I think it's been a great season. I think you could put it in the top five, sure.
Yeah, I agree. Well, we had a great Manic Monday. I don't have anything planned as of yet for the upcoming Monday, but you guys always know I have something up my sleeve. So let's stay tuned for that. Sherry and Paul, thank you for another great night. Paul, great intro for Monica. I think that it really threw her
Yay.
Back. Yeah, I think she loved it. And Sherry, thank you again for just everything that you do. And for the listeners out there, thank you for tuning in. I hope you guys had a great Throwback Monday, because that's just what we did. We just threw it back to the original. The original. You guys don't even know. If you've just watched Big Brother, say you just started, Sherry and Paul, I'm just thinking about this. They don't even know the epicness of it just on, of Monica. They don't even, like, fathom it. You know what? Yeah. I know that people are going to go back because that's just what is so cool about the technology nowadays. You can go back and Google that shit.
Yep.
Google it. I had somebody send me a Facebook message and said that her and her best friend started watching Big Brother 16 and they were you know, following me from somebody else and decided that they wanted to watch Big Brother 10, and they loved Big Brother 10.
Exactly.
And I think they were like, if they had watched it when it was airing, they would have been 6 or something. And they said that they would have not liked me, but now that they saw it looking back, they love me, but they didn't, like, it was just so funny. It was, like, a lot. But
I think
the whole, like, the whole process that we're doing is, like, we're going emotions, we're doing what we're doing, and we're making things develop, and it's awesome.
I agree. I also, Jerry, and I was wondering if it popped into your head, but when Monica was talking about, you know, that in their season, they got none of these, you know, little perks that they keep getting. And I couldn't help but think about the original Survivor compared to Survivor nowadays, where they give them tool chests and food and all that type of stuff. I mean.
Yep, it's about the same. I want to, before we go, everyone is familiar with Kim Solari, who has called in to our show many times. Her mom passed away recently, and I just want to ask everybody to say a little prayer for Kim and keep her in your thoughts and prayers. It's really, really difficult when you lose a parent, and she's supported our show and been here with us many, many times, and just want everyone to kind of keep her in your thoughts. I know she's going through a really difficult time right now, and so I want everybody to just say a little prayer and keep her in your thoughts.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Jerry. I just want to touch base on a little thing that Paul had mentioned beforehand with what Monica said, and I just want everybody to know that every season is different. Every season gets your own perks. And my season, we did not have a microwave. We did not have any kind of toys. We did not have a luxury challenge. We did not have Pandora's box. We didn't have anything. I think a lot of people associate these newer seasons with getting everything. It actually happened after my season 11. Actually had the Pandora's box, luxury challenge, Diamond Vitos. We didn't have any of that crap. We didn't have a microwave. We didn't have a gym. We walked around the backyard.
Right.
Let me ask you,
Michelle, because I do remember those early seasons where nobody had any idea what time it was. Did you have a clock on your oven?
No. Nope, we did not have a clock. I'll be honest with you. Jerry, I talked to him and somebody else, I'm not sure. And this is funny. We came up with some kind of conversation where we realized that Jerry knew how to make a sundial. So we told Jerry if he can go in the backyard and make a sundial so that we would know what time it was. So he made a sundial. And as it got closer to the end of the season, we knew that the lights would turn on at sundown, like the backyard lights. So in the beginning of the season, we didn't know when it was like 9 because the sun was still out. But as the season went on, we knew when it was closer to 9 because we knew the sundown and we knew the lights shutting off. It was like 8-something. So we didn't have a clock, no. Jerry was our sundial. That's the God honest truth. Isn't that funny? Isn't that crazy? This is like something I lived in my life, and this is probably something that you guys never knew. And it's so crazy to, like, just, I don't know. Like, you know, we've been doing this for over 5 years. And to know that we can have a conversation and it's different every time, I think is awesome. Isn't that right, Jerry and Paul?
Yep, so true.
Isn't it? And, you know, as we do with our guests, we have some new people, some old, some brand-new callers, some brand-new listeners, and brand-new listeners are callers that talk about some nasty stuff. And so we just laugh about it. And, you know, they slip through the cracks. No
not
pun
that
intended.
Often on our show, though. Not that
no
often,
pun
in, I'm glad to
yeah.
say
Yeah, no pun intended. Sometimes it's slippery, you know how it is. But thank you guys again. And Cherry and Paul, let's close the show.
We are going to do that. Thank you so much, Michelle. It was awesome having Monica on tonight. I thank you for bringing her on. It was so cool.
Okay.
I'm going to close the show with Ron, as we always do, and ask everybody to remember our Thursday show as well with Michael Cowboy Ellis, which is the Big Brother 16 Roundtable show, and that starts at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. So join us on Thursday as well. Close with Ron and wrap things up. Here we go.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It's always a great one here on Manic Mondays. Paul, say good night.
I'm working on it. Good night.
Good night, everybody. God bless. Have a great week. That's a wrap.